Good morning, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking.
Good morning, Kiri. My name's Tina Humphreys. I have a guinea pig that I've been taking to the Albany Creek Vet, and they have kind of got to the point where they said, we're probably going to have to bring him to an exotic vet.
Okay.
I'm a bit lost with it all, and I've thrown so much money at this little animal, and I don't know which way to turn now. Mm-hmm. Because it appears that we believe he has a calcium stone that's stuck.
Okay.
So, because they did do a bit of a ultrasound and said there is definitely a blockage. But they said they're not sure whether the blockage could be a stone, it could be a blood clot. And we've been treating him over time with, because he's had calcium deposits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so he's kind of been treated over time with this. And now we've hit this point where, he's crying in pain when he pees, and he's doing tiny little pees with little spots of blood and, drinking bucket loads of water and that, all that kind of business. So I guess we're at that point of, I guess I'm sort of basically asking, what's the next step? Are we starting to look at operations from this point? Or, I guess that's kind of the questions I'm wanting to find out, because before I, throw more money at this, which I don't actually have, and whether, should we be just talking to someone about just giving him painkillers? And but again, I don't know what starts to happen when things start to back up. That could be an ugly passing for him as well. We don't want him to die. But anyway, I don't even know if I'm talking to the right person. I'm sorry. I'm just a bit stressed by it all.
No, understandable. Do you know if any x-rays or anything were taken, or is it just the ultrasound?
Just the ultrasound. And because to be honest, I just didn't have the money to even start considering, let's put him under so we can do, x-rays, and there's another $500, and it's like, oh my God. So
I guess the first point of call, if you were to come here, would be an assessment with the vet. More than likely will want to do an x-ray just to see if there is definitely a calcium stone that might be there that could be causing a blockage. Mm-hmm. From those results, they will then talk to you in regards to treatment plans, whether it is a conservative treatment plan with fluids, pain relief, medications, or whether it is definitely a surgical intervention. That's something the vet will have to discuss with you, mm-hmm. but that's basically where you would be at. Cost-wise, the consult itself is $179. Mm-hmm. Depending if you've still got pain relief and stuff from Albany Creek, I'd get you to bring all that along with you. So if we do need to continue on with that, you've already got it. There won't be a charge, obviously, there. If we need to go to x-rays, you are looking at a couple of $100 for x-rays.
So are we talking just a couple of hundred? Are we talking 500? Do we have to knock him out, or...
if they just want to just confirm if it is a calcium stone, which generally comes up what we say radio opaque on the x-rays, they may be able just to do a conscious x-ray. If they're needing to go to the point of knowing exactly where it's located, how many, if there's multiple stones, if that is the case, they may need to do an anaesthetised x-ray just to get him in a perfect position for us to work out exactly where this stone, if it is a stone, is in the body there, the urethra and things like that. The doctor would, from initial assessment, would do a plan and give you all the estimates, and that's where you would choose which direction you want to go in regards to the treatment plan. Sometimes they do need to, there's no other way to go but go in, but sometimes they can do conservatively, and hopefully they do pass it on their own. It just depends on the size and the location of that stone as to whether or not they can go conservatively or whether or not it is definitely an intervention.
Ah, so by doing the x-ray, that gives them an idea of whether it will move or not?
Generally, yeah. I have seen, obviously, this can be quite a common problem with guinea pigs. And I have seen some guinea pigs pass them on their own with obviously pain relief and things like that. But sometimes it is the size of the stone just will limit the fact of them being able to pass it themselves. But that's obviously a veterinary call, and that's when they will talk to you about that. I can't obviously give you the outcome of what will go ahead.
Yeah.
But they will be able to give you, if it is a surgical intervention, an estimate for that to go ahead mm-hmm. and have that done. But initially, I guess, consult with, and if we're looking at potentially just a conscious x-ray, mm-hmm. It just depends on how many views they need to do. But just the x-ray itself, I'm just getting a cost here for you, bear with me. The initial x-ray is $270, and if they need an additional image, that will be $135 on top of the consultation, plus or minus pain relief, depending if you've got that already.
Yeah, they've got him on Medicam at the moment, but it's not cutting it. So I mean, because it is an anti-inflammatory with some pain relief, but it's not cutting it at all.
Yeah,
he just cries.
No. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I guess they also would need to work out whether or not there is actually a urinary tract infection as well. So potential antibiotics might be required as well.
I mean, would you require, because he has actually been on a course of antibiotics for exactly that, would it be helpful to get records from
we would do is get the records sent over so that we know, first of all, what has been done treatment-wise mm-hmm. and what medications potentially you would have as well ongoing. But, that's what we would do initially if you do decide to come here. We would get you to get the history sent over prior to your appointment so the vet can have a look and have a read of what the treatment plan they've done and know potentially where to go from here. So you're not doubling up. Like if there were x-rays were taken, then we'd get those x-rays sent over so that we don't need to potentially do more x-rays depending on when they were taken. But you said they haven't had x-rays, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what I'll do is I'll just have a chat to my husband if he's happy for us to go ahead with this. And I'll call back and make an appointment and one way or another. So, and see what can happen. So. All right, that sounds great. Look, thank you very much. You've answered all the questions, and I guess it's all really about money at this point in time, and how far we're willing to go.
So obviously time is of an essence too with this, just so you're aware. Obviously, if there is potential blockages and things like that, they can run risk of kidney issues and stuff starting. But we want to definitively find out, is it definitely a stone first, or is it just a really bad urinary tract infection or whatever. But if they've done ultrasounds and have seen some form of
blockage
mm-hmm. or calcification or something like that, then we have an idea of where to go. But we'd start from the bottom and just do an initial examination and then potentially admit to x-rays and things like that. So if you were thinking of coming in, mm-hmm. ideally like this morning, like if you have an afternoon appointment, it limits our time of being able to do a workup prior to closure here. If you are looking at coming over, obviously earlier the better is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. No, I understand that. So, okay. You're open till 5 o'clock this afternoon, are you?
Yeah, we're open till 5.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be able to bring him across today because I just need to chat to my husband about it first. But maybe, hopefully even maybe as early as tomorrow morning or something. So
yep.
I'm not
sure
what...
We do still have appointments available tomorrow morning. So we can definitely organise something there for you if that's what you guys choose to do.
Okay. All right. Look, thank you so much. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Not a problem. All the best.
I'm talking to you soon.
Okay,
that's the path I want to walk.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Talk to you then.
Thank you. Bye.